The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Government is facing criticism for a decision to review hybrid working for civil servants in the new programme for government. However, Donald Trump has ordered all US federal workers to return to the office full time. What does it say about the possible future of work here? Should employees have the option to work from home where it's possible, or is it time for everyone to return to the office? Now, to talk about this, I'm joined by Leisha Redmond-McGrath, work and coaching psychologist, Tara Daly, managing director of MSS, the HR people, and Deirdre Waldron, a founding partner of Fusion. Good morning and welcome, one and all. Let's go to you, Leisha, first of all, the psychology of working either in the office or at home or a hybrid.
Well, I would think a hybrid is best. I think that we can't really have a one size fits all. I think we need to look, when we're making these decisions, we need to think strategically. We need to look at what the future of our organisations are going to look like and what the talent that are going to fuel those organisations need. And really what they need is a sense of balance and connection. And I think if we can have a hybrid, we're maybe giving them the opportunity to have the best of both worlds, so long as it's well managed.
Okay, now if you're permanently back in the office, what harm does it do you?
Well, I think if a lot of people have come back into the office and they've maybe already set up life in a hybrid model, there's going to be an adjustment. Or maybe people have even started with organisations and they've been full time at home and now all of a sudden having to rearrange their world. So that can be additional travel time. It can be childcare things.
So they're the practicals. But it's psychologically finding yourself suddenly back in amongst the throng?
Yeah, so I think there's benefits to it, Pat, for sure, in terms of being part of the team and maybe less isolation, less anxiety. But a lot of people like to have more autonomy over how and when they get their work done. And really adults, you know, when we look at adults in organisations, we should have some autonomy about when we get things done.
Okay, if you're totally at home all the time, psychologically?
Well, again, we can have that risk of isolation or of trying to do too much and burnout. But well managed, I think it's okay. And I think it depends on the individual, their personality, what they need, and also how much they're trying to carry at home as well.
So Tara, from an HR point of view, I mean, there are people, and we're told Indeed this morning had a survey saying that in the last month, in December, there was an increase in the number of employers offering remote working jobs or the availability of such.
Yes, I think there has been an increase because I think employees are certainly still looking for hybrid models for various reasons, like Leisha mentioned, such as the cost of living and childcare and things like that. So I think employers are, I suppose it's necessary for them to adjust and offer these hybrid working models to try and compete in the marketplace. But it's important to remember that it's not, as Leisha says, not a one size fits all. For every employer, it's not going to work for them. So each situation needs to be looked at on its merits. For some companies, absolutely, it'll work and it'll be the perfect model for them. For other companies, it won't. For the likes of, say, SMEs, they'll have their own challenges. You know, they don't have their own HR. A lot of them wear many different hats. And so, you know, working from home remotely, permanently, certainly doesn't work because somebody else has to take on the workload in the office. And so that can cause its own challenges as well. And they don't also have HR systems that can help to manage kind of productivity.
But the question of equity as well. Like I'm, say, in retail, I can't work from home. I'm a nurse. I cannot work from home. You know, there are so many jobs where it's simply not possible to work from home. And yet their colleagues maybe in a different department are given that luxury. What sort of HR problems does that bring up?
And it certainly does. I mean, we do see some grievances from time to time in terms of, I suppose it's trying to manage the expectations as well, that there's an expectation that people are entitled to remote working. And as with the new legislation, although it was brought in a couple of years ago, that actually, it doesn't entitle employees to work from home remotely. It entitles them to request remote working. So managing that expectation piece has been quite difficult for managers and employers in our experience. And we've been advising employers kind of to put in place the policies that are very clear in terms of which areas do facilitate remote working, which areas, you know, it certainly doesn't work.
So it's transparent.
Exactly. And communication is key with the employees on it.
Deirdre Waldron, founding partner of Fusion, is on the line. Deirdre, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you entirely remote in your business?
No, it's probably more a hybrid in that people can choose when they come into work, really, or work from home. But the vast majority are working from home, maybe coming in on an arranged day once a week, just to connect with their colleagues. We provide office space in Dublin and Cork for members of the team to do that. So, or, you know, sometimes members of the team, if maybe they fancy some additional interaction with colleagues or a break away from the four walls of their home office, they'll come in and use the facilities and meet for a cup of coffee with a colleague. I loved what Leisha said around balance and connection. I think that's kind of what sums it up for it to work.
Now, the question is, when they do come in and they sit in an office space rather than sitting at their desk at home, are they more or less productive?
I would say probably less productive.
Are they just gossiping over the coffee?
No, it's just part of that connecting with colleagues, and it's part of keeping the culture alive and part of keeping the values that an organization will have alive and, you know, mentoring, training. So you mightn't have as productive a day as you would at home, but it's just so good for the soul and for well-being that we kind of celebrate when people come in. And in fact, we have one day a month, even before we went working remotely, where we'd come in and we call it Fusion Friday, where the whole team gather. And it's a very unproductive day, I'd say, client work wise, but we connect as a team. We break bread together as a team, and we can continue to do that now.
So how do you feel then about having to provide office space for all the people when they're hardly ever there?
Well, what we're doing, like in Dublin, we gave up our office, so we're using shared office facilities, and the girls up there and the guys, like, we have a team of about 10 that use the Dublin office and are based from the Dublin office, and they love it because now that we've got a shared office experience, they've got a barista on tap when they want to have a cup of coffee. So for them, it's worked really, really well. In Cork, we still have our office on the South Mall, so it's more like a hot desk. People may go to whatever desk is free, but it's a hot desk. You have your big screen and your keyboard and whatever that you just plug into. But it's working really, really well.
Sounds like you have a very happy workforce in Fusion. Some of the comments coming in: hybrid models don't work for those in retail, healthcare, etc. It's so hard to see everyone else doing it. Maybe 4-day working weeks should be looked at for retail.
Yeah, I personally think, going out on a limb here, but I do think that the 4-day working week is the future of work, and I would absolutely agree. I think we need to design our workplaces with our future talent pool in mind, and all of the statistics are massively positive, both in terms of employee well-being and organisation productivity.
I think we'd have to be very careful for the likes of SMEs, where they're very labour intensive, and so 4-day working weeks may not work for every business.
And if you're trying to run a shop, and suddenly no staff for a Friday. Or maybe you say there's no business on a Monday anyway. We'll close on a Monday. Some more of the comments coming in. Working from home means doing next to nothing and having the best of everything. It's pathetic and unfair to those of us who have to commute. That's from Sean. What say you guys?
Well, I would say that, you know, in any organisation that's successful, we would look at outputs rather than time spent. So it's less about presenteeism and more about, are you actually delivering the job?
If you can measure those things.
But well, I think if you're in a business, you need to be able to measure those things.
Tara?
I mean, I think if you have an underperforming employee, whether they're in the office or at home, that's in their nature anyway. But you do need to have measures in place, regular communication, policies there to manage it and catch any issues that are arising.
James in Cork says, whenever I hear about the push for a full return to the office, the benefits of working from home / hybrid working for the employer are rarely mentioned. I broke my ankle last year. I missed 2 days of work, one for the surgery and one to recover the next day. In an office-based world, I'd have missed 6 weeks. We've had multiple storms in recent years that would typically prevent people from getting to an office, but most people were able to work away as normal. Some employers should be careful what they wish for when they're looking for a full return to the office. That's an interesting comment from James.
Yeah, and I think this harks back to, it's not a one-size-all, you know, one-size-fits-all for any industry, and we need to look, or individual, and we need to look at each on their merits. Yeah.
Okay, last question, Tara. Contagion from Trump, is it likely to happen here?
I don't think so. I think it would. It's again, you have to look at every business. You have to look at how feasible it is. You have to have policies in place to measure how reasonable it's going to be for those employees. It's not going to work.
No contagion from Trump. Deirdre, what say you?
Oh, I don't think so. And that news was out last autumn and the numbers didn't go down. So there was advance warning there. And it's even unclear if it'll actually be enforced. I quoted, I had an op-ed in the journal, and there's a guy called Nick Bloom. He's a Stanford professor, and he's got a really interesting article on LinkedIn talking about this and arguing why it's not going to happen really in the US for a load of kind of reasons.
Alicia, finally from you.
I think if he does it, he'd be mad to try, because I think there'd be such pushback and I don't think it would work. Yeah.
All right. On that note, Alicia Redmond-McGrath, work and coaching psychologist, Tara Daly, managing director of the MSS, the HR People, and Deirdre Waldron, founding partner of Fusion. Thank you all very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.